All right, we are back for Mindset Monday. I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach from Wrestling Mindset. We're about a minute early, but we're going to get started nonetheless. So Wrestling Mindset, best wrestling-specific information anywhere in the world, Wrestling Mindset. You know, we're finishing up championship season. Most states have their state tournaments that are done. They're finished up. And, you know, every year we see the same thing. We see the highest of the highs, and we see the lowest of the lows. It's not easy out there. Even if you're doing every little thing right, it's still tough to win. It is very tough to achieve your goals. So you have to train very hard, and you have to train very smart. We ask wrestlers and coaches all the time, what percentage of wrestling is mental and physical? People say it's a very high percent mental, and they'll say it's 80 or 90% mental. And then we ask them, how much time are you spending training, physically versus mentally? And almost no one has an equal graph there. People say it's the exact opposite. They're training like 90, 95% physical. Well, that's not okay if we're trying to really be the best. So, you know, the key here is we want to start off the off season on the right foot. And I know a lot of our college wrestlers, our college teams are all still going. Our Division II, Division III, Division I, they're still going. So this message is it's really for both. It's making sure we're training hard and making sure we're training smart. But, you know, making sure for the wrestlers who finished up their season, how do we start the off season up properly? And that's coming in hungry, being ready to go, really getting hungry for your goals. So, you know, normally we talk about not focusing on the outcome, right? And if your wrestler is going for the NCAA tournament this week, I would definitely say that. Do not focus on the outcome. Focus more on just, you know, being yourself, loving the sport, enjoying it, being aggressive, getting to your attacks, effort and attitude, predator mindset, right? Sticking to the process, focusing on the process. Let your opponents focus on the outcome. On the other hand, when you look at our wrestlers who are just finishing up their season, for you guys, you do a little bit want to think about the outcome in terms of next season, because it is a great distance in advance. So, think about that. What am I really trying to accomplish next year, and what's it going to take for me to get there? How do I jump levels between this off season and next year's season? You know, we have to be constantly jumping levels, right? If we're not doing that, the competition is. So it means training very hard. It means training very smart, knowing what we're looking to do. So tomorrow night, for all of our Wrestling Mindset members, we're going to have a special, exactly what you should be thinking and what you should be doing. That's in our exclusive members conference call. So that's not on this number. All of our Wrestling Mindset members who are doing our individual programs or the regular program that we have in terms of just the monthly conference call, there's going to be an exclusive conference call tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Make sure you're on that. Make sure you sign up for our Wrestling Mindset program so you have access to this monthly call. We're going to be telling you physically, mentally, nutritionally, all that stuff, exactly what you should be doing and what you should be thinking at this point in the year to prepare for next season. You know, the titles are not won the day of a competition. And you know that already. If you're on this call, you know that titles aren't won the day of a competition. So we have to make sure we're preparing properly. Everything. Wrestling's a holistic sport. So our strength training has to correspond to wrestling. Our conditioning has to correspond to wrestling. Our nutrition, our mindset. It can't just be random strength training. It can't just be random conditioning. It can't just be random mindset. Okay, we're not sports psychologists. We're not counselors. We are wrestling mindset coaches, so everything we do is very specific to the sport of wrestling. There's specific things you should be doing mentally, for your mindset for next year. And the same thing with your strength, your conditioning, and your technique. So make sure you don't want to miss that conference call. That's not going to be a Facebook Live now. That's going to be our conference call. All of our members have that number, so make sure you definitely jump on that. Our spiritual strength call, that's going to be continuing to go on. I'll do that after this call, probably around 9:30 Eastern time. Again, being the total package, spirit, mind, and body. Wrestling is a holistic sport, and as people, we're spirit, mind, and body. So we don't settle for mediocrity in any area of life. You want to be living at a high level with your training, with your nutrition, with your rest and your recovery, with your mindset, with your spirituality. We don't settle for mediocrity. So in every area of your life, strive for greatness. You know, we're not built for comfort. We're built for greatness. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in the spiritual strength call, which will be coming up in, like I said, about 9:30. We'll do that. So making sure we stay on the ball with it. So right now, I think the biggest thing that we could talk about for our wrestlers who the season is over, now's the time to really beef up the mindset training. Okay, make sure we're really focusing on the right areas. This is the time we go over with our wrestlers, the goal setting and getting a new perspective for the upcoming season. So, you know, we see this every year where we get a lot of high volume during championship season, during the months of January, February, March. Wrestling mindset, we're getting a ton of calls, we're getting a ton of inquiries. And that's great. It's better you come to us at some point than not coming to us at all. But there's no doubt about it. Our best wrestlers, the people who've been having the most success, are people who are doing it year-round. So if there is a time to start doing mindset training, if there's a time to beef it up from going from one session a month to two, or for two sessions to four sessions a month, you know, the weekly, now is the time to do it. And you know, a lot of times I feel like coaches and parents have it backwards. They say, okay, well, you know, we'll have them do a little bit now, like they'll do the twice a month now, and during the season we'll bump it up to weekly. And I'm saying, well, why wouldn't we just do the weekly all the time? If you can, of course. Obviously, everyone's in a different situation. But if you can, why not do that all year round? Because this is when you're really going to get the maximum benefit. I remember my coach used to say this to me. Don Ernst, he used to say that the best time to learn technique is in the off season. His favorite time to coach was in the off season because he said, now we're outside of the war zone. Emotions aren't so high. You know, we're not just kind of going from match to match. We're like a zombie going, you know, okay, I have a match here, and then I have a match there, and I got to make weight, and I got to do this. We have all that stuff in our head. Well, once the season's over, that's relieved now from us, and we get to really sit back, reflect what's going right, what's going wrong, and how do we make changes. You know, we cannot enter next season the same wrestler we are right now. If you're the same wrestler that you are right now going into next season, that's a problem. That's not okay, because your competition is going to pass you by. So I say it all the time, we have to train very hard and very smart. So we need to know what that looks like. And we have all that information available for you. How you should lift, how you should be eating in the off season, what should we be telling ourselves? What are things you could do on a daily basis to improve your mindset? What are things you could do on a weekly basis to be improving your mindset? Because like I said, we're seeing the championship weekend just passing. We're seeing the highest of highs, the lowest of lows, and it's tough. It's tough. You see people suffering devastating defeats every year. And you just want to, man, if we could turn back the clocks and do everything right. But we can't live like that. We could only live for, you know, the present and for the future. So just making sure you do every single little thing right. You never have anyone look back and say, I should have been less disciplined. You know, ask some of your coaches, ask some of your parents, ask friends that are older than you. You know, do you wish that you wouldn't have worked as hard? You know, you should, you know, no one said, you don't hear any teacher or, you know, coach say, you know, when I was in high school, I shouldn't have worked so hard. I should have been less disciplined. I shouldn't have studied so much, right? I should have prayed less. You never hear that from people. You don't. So what does that tell you? We got to pray more. It means we have to study more. We have to train harder. We have to be more disciplined. Right, we have to focus on our mindset. Oh, if only I started working on my mindset a year ago. Okay, well, we can't go backwards. We can only move forwards. Let's take things from today and move on. So take things from this moment and moving forward. So that's really the key. The best time to start your mindset training is right now. The time to beef up your mindset training is right now, now that the season is over. You know, this is the time that we really make the best changes. We're outside of the war zone. We can step away from everything, and before we just jump right back into our training, reflect a little bit. And this was something, I'll be honest, this was something I was a little bit scared to do maybe when I was competing, where I would think, okay, as soon as the season's over, let's jump back into our workout plan. Okay, good attitude, good intensity, and great commitment, not necessarily the smartest approach. I'm not saying don't get the workouts in. Get the workouts in. But take a day, take some time, and think about what exactly do I need to work on? What areas am I struggling with? In what way am I repeating mistakes mentally? In what way am I repeating mistakes physically? Don't just jump right back into the workout. Ask some people. Ask some of your coaches. Ask some of your practice partners. What do you think I need to do? What are some areas that I could get better at? And then you listen to the coaches. You listen to the people that you trust, you know, maybe family members. You listen to, you know, your practice partners. Okay, these are the areas they're telling me I need to improve on. All right, this, I don't think this is true, so I could throw that out, but this is a good point. So I write that down, and I make sure I keep that fresh in my mind. So being careful about just jumping right into the workouts without taking any kind of reflection. In what ways can I improve eating? You know, there's no doubt about it. Cutting weight is going to hurt you. Okay, cutting weight doesn't make anyone a better wrestler. It just doesn't, right? Okay, taking excess fat off of us is going to make us a better wrestler. Being in better shape is going to make us a better wrestler. But cutting weight in and of itself doesn't make you a better wrestler, right? So in other words, in this off season, right? Because there is no off season. I think I saw a picture on Instagram, where it was, I guess, Morpheus from The Matrix, and it said, and it says, "What if I were to tell you there is no off season?" It is a pretty cool picture. I saved it on my phone. A good reminder. Like, in times of peace, prepare for war. I don't know if that's Sun Tzu, The Art of War, General Patton. I don't know who said that. I don't know whose quote that is, but nonetheless, it's an important thing. Making sure we're preparing right now. So writing all this stuff down, starting to take a smarter approach. That's what we got to do, and that's exactly what we're here to do with Wrestling Mindset. When you have your own one-on-one mindset coach, they'll walk you through these things. They'll help you get your thinking going to what exactly you need to be working on and what's going to take you to the next level. Because, again, all of our mindset coaches are former college wrestlers, so they've succeeded at a high level. They know what it takes to be successful athletically, academically. They have the mindset tools. They know a thing or two about nutrition and strength training. Because, you know, they were successful at this higher level. So making sure we take the bull by the horns and we really start working on these things. The time is now. The time is now. You'll look back a year from now and say, "I'm happy I started the day after the state tournament. I'm happy that I really went all in." Okay. And, you know, again, beautiful testimonials and reviews we've been getting from parents and from coaches all around the country. How much our program Wrestling Mindset has really been helping their kid, how much it's really been helping their team. And you know, I find that it really works the best. My brother Jeff and I were talking about this, that it really works the best when the athlete is doing the program and the parent and the coaches buy in. So you see, we're creating a nice, well-oiled machine. When we see that the team is doing the program and individuals are doing the program and the parents are supportive with the information, it's when everyone understands what we're talking about and understands our philosophies, our four mindset principles, the phrases we want to avoid, the mindset red flags. Once everyone's familiar with that, changes come pretty quick. But it's hard when here we are saying one thing and then maybe the coaches or the parents, they're saying the exact opposite thing. We want to be a well-oiled machine. Make sure we're all communicating the same message. So make sure we have, if you're a coach, if you're a parent, if you're a wrestler, encourage your teammates, encourage your coaches, encourage the parents on the team to tune into these kind of calls that we have and to do the Wrestling Mindset program. This is really where we see the biggest improvement right now, now that the season is over. So now is the day for change. So make sure if you're not a member of Wrestling Mindset, make sure you get on the program so you could stay tuned to these monthly conference calls that we're going to have. So tomorrow we're going to be talking exactly what you should be doing, thinking to prepare starting right now in the off season, how you should be lifting, how you should be stretching, all these kind of things. We're going to go over this stuff and also our many resources for Wrestling Mindset, where you could find great technique videos, great strength training videos. We have all this stuff very readily available. And like we said, this is not generalized sports information. It's all specific to wrestling. Right? If you want to be the best at wrestling, you're not just training to be the best at exercise. Right? You're training to be the best at the sport. So we need to have a smart approach. We need to have an intense approach. And we're going to provide that for you. So again, all of our Wrestling Mindset clients, make sure you jump on our call tomorrow night. It's a conference call. It's not Facebook Live. And we're going to see what we're going to be doing for Wrestling Mindset for Mindset Monday coming up these upcoming future weeks. We'll probably continue it until the college season is over, and then we might be doing it at different times. I'll keep you posted with all that kind of information. But again, Wrestling Mindset, make sure you join the program. Make sure you at very least sign up for your free trial session at www.wrestlingmindset.com. Make sure you take a look at our ebook, our 10-day confidence crash course. There's a lot of great information out there. that is really unequaled compared to anything else that's out there when it comes in terms of wrestling specificity for your mindset. We're seeing this with the very best wrestlers in the country. Every Wednesday, we're working with two of the Olympic teams. All right, so every Wednesday, I'm doing a conference call right in this room with the best wrestlers in the country. Right, and we see they struggle with the same thing a lot of our middle school and high school wrestlers struggle with, because we need to learn how to fix the problem. Right, if we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to keep getting what we're getting. And what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So let's take a smarter approach. Let's think about it. What was working for us this season physically and mentally? What needs to improve physically and mentally for next season? And put together that action plan for how you're going to train for this upcoming season, right? You should not be the same wrestler in any dimension, nutrition, mentally, emotionally, physically, technically, strength, conditioning. You should be a different wrestler by this time next year. Otherwise, that means we did not make good use of the off season, because there is no off season. All right, I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach from Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you stay tuned at 9:30. So 15 more minutes to our Spiritual Strength Conference call. Be in the total package, spirit, mind, and body. Outwork your opponents in every single area. Make sure you stay with us. We'll talk to you soon.